We were gone for 18 days. We went to a very far away place. We went to a Scotland countryside. Have you ever heard of a small town called Huntly? Huntly. No. Huntly, please. Let me share. It's a very small town. In the middle of nowhere. We went there by a ministry called Aleo Ministry. It's for the healing deliverance. They have a project called Operation Blenmore. It's particularly for the leaders who are burned out or tired. You know, they are very, very kind to receive them from all over the world. We have leaders. It's not just pastors. They have a Christian businessman, you know, in the marketplace, in a high position, they are tired, they want to be refreshed. So we have people from Norway, people from Finland, from Israel, from America, from California, Smani and I. We were the only two Chinese there, only two Asian. We had a very good time. We just went to the in the middle of nowhere, so you slow down. You know, first 2 days we just sleep, relax, and eat. How do you like that? I think some of you need that. You need to slow down. How many of you know that your life pace is determined by yourself? A lot of time we are deceived by the lie, say, oh, I cannot help. No, you can't help. If you cannot help, nobody can help you. Amen? Speak to your neighbor and say, you need to slow down. Even when you say that words, you need to say slowly. You need to slow down. Well, I say this off of my experience. You know, my life pace was crazy before I went to this retreat for the leaders. You know, I led a group to L.A. for the Azusa now. Before that, almost every weekend we have some training here. You know, it's very crazy. And even the journey to there is such a long hours, like 17, 18 hours. But, you know, we need to slow down. We need to take a pause and listen to ourselves. You know, maybe you're too tired. You need to listen to yourself. And what are you doing all these years? Busy, 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 busy for what? And you need to reflect, where are you heading for? And you need to listen to God. Usually we are so busy, we cannot hear from God at all. We cannot. You need to slow down. Even slow down and pause for a long while. Amen? Otherwise, you just hear your complaint. You just say, oh, I'm so tired. Just may the Lord help us. I learned this. I went to visit my parents on Mother's Day last Sunday. I didn't tell them I'm coming. You know, my mother called me, said, do not come. You know, I know your time is very busy, you know, after Mother's Day, all those days are very busy for ministers. You know, you had to give a special message, you had to special gift, whatever. I say, well, I always say, when they call me, I always say yes. But I still go. Guess what? When I went, I rang the bell, my father opened the door. You know, I let you guess what he said. He didn't say surprise. He said, it's about time you arrive. Because my father, I'm his son, right? We know the language, you know. Courteously, they say, oh, you don't come. You know, it's so hard. But you got to go. And my father have a hearing problem. You know, he's going to be 88 years old. He's very healthy, but he loses his hearing ability, even though with a healing aid. But my younger brother told me the secret. He said, he still can listen to you. It's the frequency. You need to be slow. That's why I try to share it with you today. You need to be slow. So I share with my father like this. How are you today? Are you happy about our visit? Yes. Something like that, that pace. My point is, sometimes we are too fast. Maybe we are in the different frequency from the kingdom of God, from God. So when God tries to say something to us, we cannot hear. Agree? So I appreciate you pay attention, be attentive when I share with you today. You don't fall asleep. This is the time and place you shouldn't fall asleep. You should sleep last night. Amen? Okay, what I share with you is about arise and shine. Cultivate and grow a spirit of meekness and humility. You know, I know we are facing a very challenging time. According to the Bible, it's treacherous time. You know, you observe the phenomenon globally is very extreme, right? You look at that wildfire in Canada. Have you ever read a news about almost 100,000, 80,000 to 100,000 people ran for their life? A town just literally burned down, you know, it's affect the oil price. It's just very extreme nowadays, and in the morally, in the spiritually, and the terrorists is almost everywhere. I'm so thankful when we travel, you guys pray for us. You know, my wife wisely to choose those airports, usually terrorists won't be there. They are not interested, except the one we return. You know, God just protect us. So we live in a very challenging time. But the Lord wants us to arise and shine. In order to shine, you got to have a light, right? In order to have light, you need to connect with the source of light. And Lord Jesus is the light. Amen? He said, I'm the light. Truth, his teaching, truth is light. Today, I want to share with you to cultivate and grow a spirit of meekness and humility. Why do we need to cultivate a spirit of meekness and humility? First of all, we see a spirit of meekness and humility is the door to kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:6, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. These are the first and third blessing of the Beatitude. The poor in spirit is the humble person. I know very little. I need to learn. Amen? That's the attitude. The Chinese saying, 活到老学到老, 活到老学不了. Can someone translate for me? The Chinese saying is that you never will learn enough, and even until you are old. But you need to learn all the way. All the way. Amen? So that's the attitude. When you're poor in the spirit, you say, I don't have enough. I need more of God. When you're meek, you enter the kingdom. Heaven's yours. You inherit the blessing from the Lord. So have the spirit of meekness and humility is the door to kingdom of heaven. Why we need to have spirit of meekness and humility? Because it's a key to enter true rest. If I will start a business right now, maybe those of you who want to make a few bucks, listen to me. I will start a business to help people to sleep well. That will be a very hard business. In the end time, in the last days, like right now, there's a very popular phenomenon called anxiety syndrome or depression. Everybody had a little bit. So what's the trait? Fearful, anxious, fearful, anxious, right? We are anxious because we don't know what the future will be. We are anxious. We don't know our investment. We don't know about tomorrow. We are fearful. There's a lot of uncertainty. Amen? But I tell you, how can you be cured from that? You need to be humble and be gentle. The spirit of meekness and humility is a key to enter true rest. Amen. First of all, we need to slow down. Secondly, we need a true rest. Amen. Isn't that the good news? Isn't that American need right now? When American people right now turn on TV, watch the presidential election, they cannot rest. It's neither of the candidate I want. I cannot rest. I don't know what's the future. I don't know the stock will, how the stock will be. But the Lord tells us, very interesting, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. I'd like to read together. If you can post the scripture for us. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Let's read together. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, I think it's a very interesting scriptures. When Jesus gave a universal invitation, he said, come to me, you who are weary and burdened. It's very interesting. Jesus didn't say, come to me, you who are weary and burdened. Just give your burden to me. Right? We usually do that. When a person is burdened and weary, what they need rest. But how can they rest if they have so much problem? So what you do to them, just give your problem to me. I will handle it. But Jesus didn't say that. It's very interesting. Jesus didn't say that. What did he say? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, you take my yoke, you share with me, but you learn from me. What did Jesus say here? What can we learn from him? He said, my heart is gentle, meek, find a true rest. It's very interesting. First time I read this scripture, what the world is that being gentle, being meek, being humble to relate true rest. Can someone give me the clue? When you hear this, what's the correlation there? What's the relation there? Just because you're humble, you're gentle, you can have a true rest. Yes. A gentle and humble person is not a wimp. In this culture, so far away from kingdom culture nowadays. In this culture, it's fight, fight, fight. Fight for your right. Fight, fight, fight. Stand up for your right. So when you hear a person is gentle and humble, you think he's a wimp. He's someone lack of confidence, you know, incapable. So that's why he yielded. No. A gentle, a humble, a person with meekness is a someone who are very confident. Amen? We just say that by faith right now. Why? Because he knows who he is. Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important. If we don't know who we are, we'll continue to compete. We continue to struggle. We want to press other people down. We want to show who I am. Do you know who I am? I want to share this story again. One time, in a very famous rock music concert, it's a long line. There was a gentleman. He didn't go with the line. He just stick into the front. Everybody's lined up to buy the ticket, right? He stay all the way to the front and want to buy a ticket. A gentleman. Our people say, hey, 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 wait a minute. What are you doing here? What do you think who you are? Why you don't follow the rule? Everybody follow the rule. Line out to buy ticket. Who you are? He say, don't you know who I am? Then another guy said, if you don't know who you are, how can I know who you are? It's kind of like a joke, you know. If I speak this in Mandarin service, you listen second night, you'll laugh. In the Chinese connotation, they say, I'm somebody. Do you know? I'm special. I'm VIP. I don't need to follow the rule. I can just go to the right in front of the ticket booth and just buy it. You guys just regular people, average people, you follow the rule. But I try to say is, today, a lot of people, the reason the way they act, they are, because they don't know who they are. This is very important. We as a believer, or you as a true seeker, I tell you, our ultimate identity is we as a child of God. We are love and accept. This is very important. Otherwise, you will continue strife. I do not mean you shouldn't work hard. I do not mean we should not pursue the excellency. But we do need a peaceful, harmonious inner world. Amen? Otherwise, we cannot survive in these last days. The evil will increase. There's a lot of injustice, a lot of darkness. You're going to see the corruption. You'll be so mad and so sad. If you are so mad and sad all the time, you cannot sleep well. You're going to have anxiety syndrome. Amen? But the Lord say, Jesus said, you learn from me. My heart is gentle and humble. May I ask you, based upon the four gospels, did Jesus have easy life? Wherever he went, there's always opposition there. There's a group of people spying on him. Try to catch him. Did Jesus do anything wrong? Jesus should win the Nobel Prize. He should be the man of the year every year for his 3 years ministry. But he didn't get it. He was sentenced to the death. I think may the Lord help us. I think if we truly convince a spirit of meekness and humility is the key to the true rest, you will start to pursue this. It doesn't conflict for your performance. Actually help you. Because when we have peace within, we have strength. That's what Bible says, be still and know I am God. In your workplace, I think it's tough, right? The competition. Economy is not good at all. Not as it appears. You talk to the company owner, they'll tell you. So it's very competitive. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of work, a lot of the endless. Amen? So sometimes we are so stressed out. Then we have to ask ourselves, why do I do all this? Who am I? I'm a child of God. I walk through this life with a mission. A humble and gentle person is a person who knows who he is. Is a person know his mission. The example of Jesus. Jesus knew who he is. And Satan tried to attack that throughout all his life. Remember when before he started ministry, he went to the wilderness, 40 days without food. And Satan came to him and tempted him. He said, if you are the Son of God, you will do this. Today, we as a believer, Satan will tempt you all the time. If you are good Christians, why you do this and this, right? He will attack your identity. He will attack you. What you should do? You should get away, Satan. I'm child of God. Son of Solomon said, I'm black. I'm dark. But I'm beautiful. That's the reality of all of us. 我虽然黑, 确实秀。That's the profound truth. We all have weakness. We all have our shortcoming. We all have our dark side. And God knows old. But God said you're still beautiful because he loves you. Amen? Just like many parents, our kids, no matter how naughty they are, we say, you are beautiful because you are my daughter, you are my son. Amen? And we are his daughter and sons. And he accepts us. And that gives us strength that we don't need to compete all the time. We don't need to argue with people. My way is the only way. There's always a self-esteem, right? Some people say, you want to insist their way is the only way. You say, okay, the Lord bless you. Your way. But when you do that, you start have a peace that transcends all understanding. Also, we see the spirit of meekness, humility is the kingdom order. We learn from the life of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, how about we read that together? I know there's sometimes this. That's why you need to bring your Bible from now or bring your iPhone. Okay? I think we need to read from verse 5. Okay, let's read together. Your attitude should be the same as thou, Christ Jesus. Who? You want to slow down, huh? Something to be grasped. But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, be made on in appearance as a man. Obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Here what I say is a kingdom order. Here we look at Christ's life, we see a few things. First is humility before exaltation. Look at Jesus' life. When he laid down his life, so low as a servant, die as a miserable death, shameful death, it's all because to achieve God's will. There's a humility before exaltation. There's a suffering before glorification. A lot of believers today, a lot of Christians today, they like the glory, but they never want to suffer. That's impossible. I just tell you, that would be cultic. That would be the wrong doctrine. You see all the teaching on TV, say, if you give money like this, you'll be this and that. Don't buy that. There's no cheap glory. There are many counterfeit glory. No pain, no gain. Otherwise, it's phony. Look at the Bible in the Old Testament. When Joseph, Old Testament Joseph, not me, not Pastor Joseph. Old Testament Joseph, remember when he had a dream about his future? He was a teenager. But his dream never come true until age 30. He became the number two person of those days. Those days, the civilization, Egypt, so many years. Anyone can tell me, before he was promoted to be the prime minister of Egypt, where he was? In the jail, in the prison, in the dungeon. There's a humility before exaltation, the suffering before the glorification. Amen? How about Moses? He was called into the ministry when he was age 80. If you feel you're old, you compare with Moses. He really didn't start to serve the Lord until age 80. Of course, the prerequisite is that you need to have a good health, right? A lot of us reach age 80, we cannot see, we cannot hear clearly. But look at that 40 years when Moses was in the wilderness. What did he do? By the way, we went to Scotland this time. We saw so many sheep. In my whole life, I haven't seen so many sheep. Bah! I have one clip. It's a lamb. He or she stood alone there. I look at her or him. I don't know. It's male or female. He continued. I can show you after this. Your interest. Very interesting. Like a baby songs. It's a baby. Very cute. But what I try to say is, Moses was a shepherd. According to Egyptian culture, shepherd had the lowest status, one of the lowest status. But later on, He went to the greatest king to challenge the king to bring his people out. 40 years preparation, 40 years of time of humility and suffering. Amen? How about King David? He was anointed as a king. Then he started to have a very tough life. There's a maniac king called King Saul pursue after him. He's a crazy guy. Try to pursue a teenager every day, you know, just because this guy is threatening to my throne. But King David, his destiny has not fulfilled until he was 30 years old. A long time. Dear brother and sister, really, we need a spirit of humility, spirit of meekness. We can endure when we're in the low position. We know who we serve. Look at Jesus. Look at all those characters. And how many of you have thought about another thing I want to point out, my time is running out, is the contrast. Role contrast between his first coming and his second coming. When Jesus came first time, he entered Jerusalem. He was riding on a donkey. Actually, it's a young donkey. It's a mule. You look at those more accurate movie about the way Jesus rode on the donkey, the way he entered the city of Jerusalem. It didn't look like a king at all. Very clumsy, very strange. One time I look at it, this is a king. How many of you saw the movie about Napoleon? When Napoleon entered Paris, city of Paris as the king, wow, it's different. Because of humility. And you go to study the book of Revelation. One day Jesus will come. In the book of Revelation, one picture referred to him. He will be riding on the white horse. It's the king. Because when Jesus came first time, he was the Lamb of God. The mission is different. Amen? The second time, it's the Lion of Judah. The Jewish religious leader very confused about this. They expect a Lion of Judah and then got a Lamb of God. So they say, how can this be the king? They were so disappointed with Jesus, you know. They thought he would lead them to overthrow the Romans. Roman Empire. He didn't. He overthrown the kingdom of darkness, Satan. Amen? We need so much humility to learn. The Jewish religious leaders, they're waiting for Messiah to come for all those years. And finally he showed up. And they thought this is the cultic leader. They need to get rid of him. Amen? We need a humility. Need to be teachable. So how can we cultivate and grow spirit meekness and humility? Number one, have the spirit of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, 5 say that. We need to have the mindset of Christ. In other words, we need to have the spirit of Christ. Dear brother and sister, many of us here, you believe your faith in God only in your mind, only in your reason. I tell you, the good news is hopefully you know the truth well. The bad news, when the trial comes, you will fall. Our faith cannot just use our reason only. Our faith needs our spirit to come alive. Amen? Speak to your neighbor and say, your spirit needs to come alive. Please don't sleep. You need to nurture your spirit. We compose our body, soul, and spirit. Our mind, our reason, is a part of our soulish function. Amen. You need spirit need to come alive. How can your spirit come alive? You need to continue to feel the spirit of Christ. You need the Christ mindset. It's not just a mindset. It's a translation. It's just Christ spirit. Humility and meekness is not it's a work, a discipline. I try to be humble. You know, since Pastor Joe said that, I will open the door for him every time. I will very humble. I walk very humbly. No. That's called performance. It's a spirit. Right? We look at those presidential candidates. I don't want to point out who is who, okay? But some of them, you just listen to them. They are very prideful, arrogant. And you don't like that. Do you know why you don't like it? Because that pride and arrogance within you. Two. It's so true, if you are humble, you'll be easy to accept by other people. Even those prideful people will accept you. If you're prideful and arrogant, you're going to offend everybody. Because everybody is prideful and arrogant. According to the Bible, sinful nature. Nobody wants to listen. Everybody wants to listen to their own opinion. It's a spirit. Amen? Let's cultivate the spirit of meekness and humility. First, we need a Christ mindset. It's a Christ spirit. How can you have Christ spirit after you die to the old self? You and I had to die to the self. In our journey to Scotland, it's very challenging for Molly and I because we're usually very busy. We didn't have much time together. And suddenly right now we are together. We had to travel. We had to make a decision. We had to go to the different places, you know, all the new places. Never been to Scotland before. You know, I even don't know how to read English money. I know the pounds, but Lord, and I don't know what is pence. And by the way, in England, you go to the bathroom, you have to pay for it. So you better prepare a change beforehand. Otherwise, say, oh, I have to go. You cannot go. 50 pence. No money, no bathroom. And when I was at the station, Victoria Station, after I had the Burger King, I didn't feel too well. I want to go. Yeah. At station. Only have Burger King. No McDonald's. I didn't see McDonald's. I want to. The food is very lousy. So I want to go to the bathroom. Marlene was busy, so thank God I have $5. So I went to change. I don't know what is pence. They say 50 pence. So I pull out all the change. I show the person there, which one is 50 cents? 50 pence. He said, this, okay, I put in. So I can go into relief. It's very challenging for two of us travel together in the totally strange land, strange culture, and to have a unity to make a right decision. The key is to have the spirit of Christ is we had to lay down ourselves. How much you lay down yourself, if you are married, you just interact with your spouse, you'll know that right away. If you're not married, that's fine. Just with your roommate. People continue to take the food from your refrigerator. Your food continue to be eaten by someone. It will show very soon. You will see how you react. It's not easy. Somebody sucks, right? Never clean up. And then in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, let's read that together. That's a practical application. Since the Mandarin group haven't shown out yet, I have 1 minute. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Okay, thank you. I think this is not just a class to teach you how to be a good citizen. This really deals with a very deep issue. I point out the practical guideline. Number one is three don'ts, one do. Okay? Do nothing out of self-ambition. That's very important. Even we serve the Lord, even we do a lot of good, quote-unquote, good works, it's all self-ambition. You say, Pastor Joseph, how do I know? I think you yourself should know. Like my first joke, if you yourself don't know, who else will know? What is self-ambition? You do things you know it's benefit yourself. You know you have a desire to exalt yourself. You know that, but you cover up with all the spiritual jargon and good words. Oh, we have to expand the kingdom of God. Yes, we do need to expand the kingdom of God, but we shouldn't expand our kingdom. Amen? I think when you have the spirit of Christ, you slow down your life, you listen to the Lord will tell you very clearly. If you cannot hear the Lord's voice, contact with Pastor Robert as soon as possible. And that's the problem of today. Many believers, they cannot hear from the Lord. They just do their life according to whatever they like. Nothing out of self-ambition, do nothing out of vainglory or called conceit. It's a self-boasting. It's a similar thing that actually is put together. Another thing is do not seek your own interest by others. This is hard to do. But you say here, it doesn't mean you don't take care of yourself. It means we need to be considerate. We need to think of others. Sometimes it's hard because ourselves are so big. And finally, is value others above yourself. That's a totally against our natural tendency. Our natural tendency, we value ourselves above everyone else. Amen? How can we do that? I think the easy way to do, I only have 30 seconds. You need to appreciate another person's strength. I particularly say this to the husband and wife, spouse here. We need to appreciate another person's strength. God created us so differently. Marlene and I, in certain areas, so differently, and that's our conflict. But we need to be positive to realize you and your spouse are so different, and God put you together to complement each other, not to conflicting with each other. So how can we do that? We need to appreciate their strength. Maybe you are a spontaneous person. In other words, it's a messy person. Maybe your spouse is very organized, everything in order. You need to appreciate that. Otherwise, your house will be... Yes, you answer that. How about your spouse's weakness? We need to cover with love. Empathize. Sometimes a person's weakness bothers us the most. The weakness that bothers us the most is the weakness we have too. That's why I have a scripture I don't have time to read. You can read yourself. Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 to 5. Basically, Jesus said, Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eyes? We saw our spouse, our friend's weakness, but we cannot see our own weakness. And that's a problem. So that will help us. Amen? To empathize, sympathy. May the Lord bless us to cultivate, to arise and shine, to cultivate the spirit of humility and meekness. Because this will bring you into the kingdom. This will give you true rest. And this will really help you to be really successful in these last days. Because in last days, all the successful people are the people who can sleep very, very well, can rest in this crazy environment. May the Lord bless us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word being proclaimed. May you give us desire to apply to our life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.